Old Town Road and 2FM.
Good morning. It is the all-new 2FM Breakfast Show. It is Friday morning and here is Owen with his bespoke greeting.
Good morning, you delicious, delectable dancers of the dawn. She is Dearan Garrahy.
He's Owen McDermott.
It's 4 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. Good morning.
Whee!
2FM Breakfast with Dearan and Owen. Weekdays from 6.
In case you're on a super tight schedule, it's actually 3 minutes past the hour of 6.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. It's the final day of week one. We've survived it.
We've more than survived it, and I think we've thrived.
Don't walk before he can. The ego on that one.
No, it's just confidence.
I know, yeah, yeah. We've had good fun. We've had good fun, and we're going to pay off a few things today. Chief amongst them, I don't know what your deal is if you're up this early and you get to listen across the morning, but at around 8:45, we're paying off getting to know you, which has, it's kind of started as a bit of good, clean fun.
Yeah, and now we do it through gritted teeth.
Descended into emotional warfare. I think the worst question Dearan has asked me in getting to know you is, and it was said with such a threatening demeanor as well, I know the name of your ex-girlfriend. Will you say on the air, categorically, that at one stage you were in love with her? Knowing full well my girlfriend and live-in partner Aoife was listening.
I didn't know she was listening.
Will you say her name? It was so mean.
You have been very mean. And yesterday was a low blow. You were to the closest decimal point or within 10,000 euro.
Yeah.
What is your salary in 2FM? Like, who asks that?
Yeah, with all is fair.
And contractually, I wouldn't be able to say it.
Of course,
so you
would.
Knew that.
All
no,
is fair in love and outright war.
I kind of wish I didn't. I kind of wish I'd answered and been like, yeah, 400 grand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Back to the good old days.
Yeah.
What are you getting paid, peasant man? Have you seen my Instagram account? What else is going on? Oh, yeah, we're going to pay off the very first celebrity alarm. This is a lovely thing that we want to do. Post Malone, better now in 2FM. What have we been called this morning, dear?
I've been called Delilah.
Yeah.
Dork.
Yeah.
Deirdre.
Yeah.
A couple of others thrown in there as well.
Have I got anything?
You've been called Ian. Yogurt. And Ogon.
I don't mind yogurt so much. I don't know what it is. Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll take a quick break. We got, what are we doing? Can't be good, be safe, lads.
Hi, guys. Absolutely loving the new show. Opens 5:30, driving from Tip to Mead. Do it every Friday. Big pain in the ass, but ye help the journey. Up and at him.
Robin Cork is baking cupcakes. Loving the show. Up and at him. Jiren's having a coffin fit. Mike and Tip here milking cows. Good morning, up and at him.
On my way to do hair for a wedding in Sneem in County Kerry, driving from Limerick. Hair by Valo D. Just give it a little plug there. Up and at him.
John says he's loving the new show, but he also appreciated Ravy Friday. So with that in mind, this, sir, is for you. Special D, come with me.
Calamitous fashion as dreadful defending allowed Holland to seal 3-1 extra time victory in progress in the inaugural National League final. And that's it. That's your sport on 2FM. Sorry, it's
Would
Friday.
This be a good time to drop this?
More 2FM Sports.
Well, Thomas Barr narrowly missed out on a podium finish at the IAAF Diamond League meet in Rome, finishing in fourth place in the 400 metre hurdles. The Waterford man, who clocked a time of 49.65, was narrowly edged out of... yeah.
Did I catch you unawares? Sorry. You can just refuse sometime. What's the name we're struggling over here? Pass it over. Can I have a go?
Oh, Takatoshi Abe of Japan, who finished in 49.57.
Yeah, I love that, Emma. You committed spot. There. You didn't hand it over. He's like, show me there now. Wait
no
till
way.
I see if I can help you, lady.
I, the man.
I'm a strong, independent
with my
woman.
Oversized brain. Yeah, I'm good.
Thanks
well done.
For that, guys.
Enjoyed that. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you, Emma.
FM Traffic and Travel. With Hines.
The recycling, the incinerator.
Yeah, I went on a date not too long ago.
At the sewage plant.
And the guy, I swear to God, it was the funniest date of my life.
Go on.
He was like, have you ever been named the shit factory?
You are.
I was like, no, obviously not. He was like, we go down for the crack. So we went for a drive down. It is
horrifying, the smell.
Sorry, was that his like romantic proposition?
No, it was just hilarious. We had been on a nice date.
Okay.
And then this happened.
It had gone well, so he decided to
top
it off.
He was like, ah, look, there's gonna be a bit of crack. So we drove down.
So many options in
Dublin. He like opened the windows. I was like it was...
Sorry.
I swear to God, it was really funny. It was really funny.
We
drove to the very end of like... as far as you can drive down there, we drove past the factory. And he like opened the windows and was like, ah, this is gas. In fairness, it was
quite
gas.
Literally, like this... There's intense methane floating around the air. Now, did that alter your perception of him?
No, actually, it made me like him more.
Okay.
I just thought it was really, really funny. He was like, imagine, he was like, I don't want to be a weirdo, but imagine if this goes somewhere, telling the kids, on the third date, I brought your mother to the shit factory in her defense.
That is today's inspiration for Punrise and Sunrise for tickets to Funfest. Okay, look, it's not big and it's not clever. I think this happened once, maybe a year ago. We're going for it, okay? It's Friday, the shackles are off. It's a poo-themed Punrise.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a poo Punrise.
Yeah.
So do your worst. It's all things poo into band names or song titles to 51552. What do you got? Band on the Runs by Poo Fighters, said a lot of people. We'll give it to Mark and Galway. He was first in. You number two with or without poo, says Declan. Killers, Mr. Shineside.
Ah, very good.
Yeah. Sorry seems to be the hardest turd, says Emma in Cavan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of them, they're not suitable for radio. Britney Spears, poops. I did it again.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Britney's back again. Ship me, baby, one more time. The Shartful Dodger. Oh, dear.
Gross.
Yeah, it is. All to play for in about an hour's time.
Yeah.
Quick recap. People probably heard if they were listening across the week. One of the questions they asked you was, metaphorical burning building, you can only save one person. It's Ian Dempsey, your godfather and Today FM legend, or Larry Gogan, icon and 2FM legend.
Mm.
And you went for Ian.
To save Ian, yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, the question was, present company excluded, who is the most overrated RTE presenter? And you were like, oh, like, that's a I can't answer that. But you needed to make up the points. So you said, look, I'm backed into a corner. So I may as well.
Say Larry Gogan.
You doubled down.
I did.
And the
like,
name.
We already have beef. We're already off to a weird start.
Yeah.
Why not go for him again?
Maybe you should try placated, given he's such a legend. No.
I have plans.
Okay. He heard again. He was listening again.
Oh.
And he has great. One final message to send to you.
Oh.
He's not a happy man.
Ding dong, Harry Gary. Nobody messes with Gogan Larry. That was a rhyme. So I heard you double down on the show yesterday. That barefaced cheek. Only a week in the door, and you've made an enemy of a living legend. Big mistake. Do you know what's really overrated? The Dirren Project.
Yeah!
Is that in your sponsored pipe and smoke it?
No!
My price for a truce has risen. A cup of tea and a slice of home-baked cake, hand-delivered by you. Don't dilly-dally, ding-dong, Harry Gary. P.S. You couldn't bag Dottie O'Shea if you tried.
No!
You get a new perfume deal. Desperation by Ding Dong. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Desperation, Viking Dung!
No!
Yeah.
Oh, it's on.
You've rattled a legend.
It is on.
You've rattled a legend. Okay, so look. So we said we'd get Brad to record a message for you that you can set as your alarm tone.
Okay.
So when you set it off, it's Brad's voice that's waking you up. What were you looking for him to say?
Probably just a little something about where I'm from.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Louth.
Yes, lovely.
Yes. Maybe something just to motivate me to get up in the morning. I know on Saturday I do park run, but on the other days it'd be nice to have a motivator to get up and be active.
I do park run with my dad on a Saturday as well. It's awesome.
It is. I do it with my mum and my sister. But it'd be nice on the other days to get up. And maybe just a little compliment might be nice at the end.
Okay, so where are you from? A bit of motivation to get up and get out of bed and the running and stuff and a compliment.
Yes.
Nave, we present to you your very first, the very first celebrity alarm.
Neve, it's Brad from the Vamps. Wake up, rise and shine. It's time to seize the day. We know you're from Louth, and I know for a fact that there's a lot of good running spots in Louth. All the pavements, all the fields. Go and run them all with those gracious legs of yours. Rise and shine. Come on. We'll see you soon.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's just spot on. Perfect. That's actually... It's crazy to say my name and where I'm from. It's so amazing.
I've never heard anyone's legs described as gracious, but...
I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, take it. Okay, well, look, Dave, that is on its way to you. Set it as your ringtone and enjoy the soothing sounds of Bradley waking you up in the morning.
Will do.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Best of luck with the leaving, sir. Keep in touch. Might help them out. Okay, five words. Here we go. Word number one. Repeat word from yesterday. Floppy.
Jacket.
Floppy jacket?
I don't know.
Okay, it's an uphill battle. All right, word number two. Ferry.
Ship.
Ferry ship.
What else do you do with ferry?
Oh, I mean fairy like Tinkerbell.
Oh. Wing.
Fairy ring, okay. Kangaroo.
Jack.
Nice. Button.
Mushroom.
Interesting. Final word. Cream.
Cake.
Nice. Okay, to recap, we have floppy jacket, fairy ring.
Can we change floppy jacket?
No. I'm sorry. What would you have changed it to out of curiosity?
Like a disc.
Yeah, that's what you should have done. I feel like you might have tripped yourself up, but okay, it's locked in, I'm afraid. Floppy jacket, okay. Fairy ring, kangaroo jack, button mushroom, cream cake. Dear and Gary, back in the room. All right, five words to a fortune. Always got interesting choices here.
Okay. Oh, really? Kind of funky ones. So yeah, should
best,
I think
best look with these ones there and now, to be honest.
I'll tell you what. For the first one, I would say don't go with the obvious one.
Right.
Okay.
That's not helpful at all.
No. This is the repeat one from yesterday. Okay, so here we go. Five words to a fortune. Darren.
Yes.
Floppy.
Stick. I don't know, I'm sorry.
No. Fairy.
Liquid.
Kangaroo.
Pouch.
Button.
Chocolate.
Cream.
Whipped.
0 out of 5.
Oh.
0 out of 5.
No.
Owen, I'm so sorry. Owen went for floppy jacket.
To be honest, I panicked and named the first thing I saw.
That's a good way to go.
Oh dear. Okay.
If I did that, I would have said floppy own.
Oh.
Thanks. I was talking about me on it. Thank you very much. Okay, I tell you what, Owen,
you're
it's not to be.
The first thing I would have seen.
Yeah, there you go. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm getting that.
Story of my life.
Oh, God.
Owen, a pleasure. Sorry it's not to be today, fella, but thanks for coming on. The tiebreak. You can throw a question at me. Come with your gold, your best question. Hit me. Either I'll answer it or if I won't. If I refuse to answer, we force the tiebreak.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Owen McDermott. On the 22nd of May, 2015, Ireland saw the gay marriage referendum unfold. It was a joyous day. We rejoiced across the country for love. Love won. Love absolutely won.
I know where you're going here.
On the night in question, you tweeted. You sent out a tweet. You hit tweet. And you said something. You told RTE to do something. What did you tell RTE to do?
What did you tell RTÉ to do that night? Do you want a little reminder of what you had, what you tweeted the next day?
No.
No?
Go on.
So the next, so that tweet has been deleted since.
Yeah.
But the next day you tweeted, "Oops, heightened emotional state. I do believe in a neutral forum for debate, important for a democracy to function."
Okay.
Anyway, back to my question. What did you tell RTÉ to do? 22nd of May, 2015. Let's do it.
I concede it's a tiebreak.
Yes! Yes! Oh my god! Oh my god, amazing! Tiebreaker! Tiebreaker! Throw it at me.
I'd forgotten about that.
Throw it at me!
I was thinking of all my Achilles heels. Okay, even Stevens, one question left. Either you will answer or you won't, and this will decide who's going to Grafton Street. For this, on the line, I have your mammy Claire. Hi, Claire!
Good morning.
How's it going?
Great. I'm a bit nervous now about this tiebreaker. Go on anyway.
How do you think El Ding Dong has done this week?
She's done absolutely brilliant, but she's been too soft on you. That's okay. the only thing I'd have to say. You levelled it at her. Go okay. on anyway.
How do you feel about the fact that she said you were the least stylish woman of the family? That was cutthroat.
I'll take it for the team, no problem.
Thank you, Mum.
She knows that. No problem.
Okay.
So take it for the team.
All right. All right, Jane, you ready?
Yeah. Mom, are you ready?
Yes.
Am I allowed to say whatever if it means I win?
We'll see.
Ah, okay. And now, no more talking. I'm turning down your mom's microphone so you can't talk to her.
Right, okay.
Okay. Mammy on the line. Final question to go to the top of Grafton Street in Dublin right after the show and hand out breakfast rolls in a chicken costume on camera.
If I answer it, you're going.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
With your mom on the line. Finish the line of this famous song. I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I
touch myself!
I can't.
Yes!
Well done, Darren. You didn't even have to confer, Darren.
Oh, Mom. What I mean by that is I fix my hair and I make myself look pretty when I think about someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I'm totally white to that, Darren.
Thank you.
Well, Owen, I hope that chicken costume fits because you're in it, darling.
You're in it, darling.
Claire, I gotta
go.
Good morning. It's been fun. Bye.
Love you. Bye, Mom. What are we doing with it?
€2,112 up for grabs right now. We are calling somebody live.
You have got to answer by saying, "Ding dong and yogurt, show me the money."
Preferably you'd scream it like your life depended on it. Say it with gusto. Let us end the week on a high. Now, gotta be clear, any other words, any pauses, any ehs, any ands, ding dong and yogurt, show me the money. That and that only, or we move on. Let's call. You do that, you got €2,112 with thanks to Renault and their 192 extravaganza.
Ding dong and money. Ding dong and yogurt.
Oh, no! I'm so sorry. No, you're gone. I don't even want to know your name. We'll be emotionally involved. We'll feel so bad.
No, ruthless.
The rules are the rules. Word perfect. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Ruthless.
Line two, we're going again.
I can't even listen.
Please. Come on. Come on.
Ding dong and yogurt, show me the money.
Yes!
Oh my god, what is your name?
Owen.
Owen!
Owen Cummins, congratulations, you got €2,112.
That is brilliant, thanks very much, lad.
All right, guys, we got to go, we're out of time. Thank you so much for listening, Owen. Congratulations, stay in the line, we'll sort out your details. Jiren, it's been great fun.
It's been great crack, Owen. Week one done.
Let's do it again next week. Ciao.